2019年南宁市九年级学科素养测试。一、听句子选图片。你将听到五个句子，请在下列六幅图中选出与所听句子内容相符的图片，并在答题卡上将选定答案的字母标号涂黑，每个句子读一遍。
Number 1. My new gloves feel warm.
Number 2. If you miss me, please write a letter to me.
Number 3. Jim wants to be an astronaut in the future.
Number 4. Tony learns English by listening to English songs.
Number 5. Smoking is not allowed in the public.
Number 2. 听句子选答语。你将听到五个句子，请根据句子内容选择恰当的答语，并在答题卡上将选定答案的字母标号涂黑，每个句子读两遍。
Number 6. How soon can you finish the project?
How soon can you finish the project?
Number 7. Would you mind closing the window?
Would you mind closing the window?
Number 8. Wish you have a wonderful journey.
Wish you have a wonderful journey.
Number 9. Please don't eat in the library.
Please don't eat in the library.
Number 10. I will have a speaking competition next month.
I will have a speaking competition next month.
三，听对话，选择最佳答案。你将听到三段对话，请根据对话内容选出每个问题的最佳答案，并在答题卡上将选定答案的字母标号涂黑，每段对话读两遍。请听第一段对话，回答第11至13小题。
Linda, why do you look unhappy?
I didn't pass this math exam. I am the only one who didn't pass the exam. You do the best in our class. Can you help me?
Of course. You should listen to the math teacher carefully.And take some notes. Besides, you should review your notes from time to time.
Oh, I never review the notes. I think that's the main problem. Thank you very much.
You are welcome. Linda, why do you look unhappy?
I didn't pass this math exam. I am the only one who didn't pass the exam.You do the best in our class. Can you help me?
Of course. You should listen to the math teacher carefully and take some notes. Besides, you should review your notes from time to time.
Oh, I never review the notes. I think that's the main problem. Thank you very much.
You are welcome.
请听第二段对话，回答第十四至十六小题。
It's a beautiful day, isn't it?
Yes, nice and sunny.
It's much better than last week. It was too hot at that time.
I'm glad summer is over. I like autumn best. Look, the sky is always clear and blue in autumn.
I like autumn too. It's neither too hot nor too cold.
It's a good time to have a picnic. Would you like to have one this weekend?
I'd love to, but it's going to rain according to the weather report.
I don't think it is right. It has rained for a week. I'm sure we'll have fine weather.
Well, I will go with you, but I will take my umbrella with me. It's a beautiful day, isn't it?
Yes, nice and sunny.
It's much better than last week. It was too hot at that time.
I'm glad summer is over. I like autumn best. Look, the sky is always clear and blue in autumn.
I like autumn too. It's neither too hot nor too cold.
It's a good time to have a picnic. Would you like to have one this weekend?
I'd love to.But it's going to rain according to the weather report.
I don't think it is right. It has rained for a week. I'm sure we'll have fine weather.
Well, I will go with you, but I will take my umbrella with me.
请听第三段对话，回答第十七至二十小题。
Morning, sir. What's the trouble?
I often feel sleepy, and I am too tired to do even simple things.
Do you get worried a lot?
All the time. I'm quite worried about everything in school.
And how long has this been going on?
Well, about 2 years.
That's a long time. Have you spoken to anyone about this before?
No.I thought it would just go away, and it gets a lot better in spring and summer.
Do you find you have more cold between September and April?
Yes, more than usual, doctor. Do I need to take some medicine?
No, you needn't. There is nothing seriously wrong with you. But you must take some exercise at least half an hour every day.You will soon feel well again.
Thanks, doctor.
Morning, sir. What's the trouble?
I often feel sleepy, and I am too tired to do even simple things.
Do you get worried a lot?
All the time. I'm quite worried about everything in school.
And how long has this been going on?
Well, about 2 years.
That's a long time. Have you spoken to anyone about this before?
No, I thought it would just go away, and it gets a lot better in spring and summer.
Do you find you have more cold between September and April?
Yes, more than usual, doctor. Do I need to take some medicine?
No, you needn't. There is nothing seriously wrong with you.But you must take some exercise at least half an hour every day. You will soon feel well again.
Thanks, doctor.
四，听短文，选择最佳答案。你将听到一篇短文，请根据短文内容选出每个问题的最佳答案。并在答题卡上将选定答案的字母标号涂黑。短文 读两遍。
Welcome to the Science Museum. My name is Jack, and I am your guide today. Now, let me tell you something about the museum before I show you around. We are now on the first floor, and you can see a lot of interesting science experiments. We will spend half an hour here. Then, we will go to the second floor, the IT floor. There, you can see some newest computers and cars. On the third floor, you will learn something about space, space travel, and the history of the plane. On the top floor, it is also the fourth floor. You will see how the human body works and learn something about the nature. So follow me, and we'll begin.
Welcome to the Science Museum. My name is Jack, and I am your guide today. Now, let me tell you something about the museum before I show you around. We are now on the first floor, and you can see a lot of interesting science experiments. We will spend half an hour here. Then, we will go to the second floor, the IT floor. There you can see some newest computers and cars. On the third floor, you will learn something about space, space travel, and the history of the plane. On the top floor, it is also the fourth floor. You will see how the human body works and learn something about nature. So follow me, and we'll begin.
听短文，填信息。你将听到一篇短文，请根据短文内容，将所缺信息填入答题卡对应的横线上。每空一词，短文读两遍。
Students in our school have two periods for after-school activities. They are from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m.every Tuesday and Thursday. The activities include photographing, dancing, and speaking competitions. These activities are often held in our classroom, school gardens, or on the playground. We have learned a lot through these activities. They make us more interested in studies. We suggest that an English corner could be set up and such activities can be held more often. We also hope we can go out for visits or travels.
Students in our school have two periods for after-school activities. They are from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. every Tuesday and Thursday. The activities include photographing, dancing,and speaking competitions. These activities are often held in our classroom, school gardens, or on the playground. We have learned a lot through these activities. They make us more interested in studies. We suggest that an English corner could be set up, and such activities can be held more often. We also hope we can go out for visits or travels.